speaking to Mike from ESPN, and he mentioned that he said that the course is humble, and that really struck me, because it's not about the venue or the obstacle or the course itself. It's about how the runners react to the race itself. It's their reaction. It's how they overcome the obstacles. It's all about the runners, and it's not the course. It's not as if we're climbing Mount Everest or running around the world where the venue takes a real important part of the race. It's a very simple, humble course. You're just running on this concrete sidewalk, basically a half-mile loop on a city block in Queens. So I think that would define itself as very humble. But the real emphasis of the race is totally on the runners and how they react to the various circumstances that occurred during the race. So that's where the self-transcendence comes in. I think it ties everything together. We're not promoting the most beautiful course in the world. We could say the most humble course in the world. But what we are saying is that in this race, the opportunity for self-transcendence, for going beyond, you know, what your preconceived limits of your own capacity are, is really unlimited, which is very inspiring, at least I think so.
Your last finisher is going to be a lady, a 52-year-old lady from Vienna, who came here last year, who couldn't complete it.
She had a pulled a muscle, basically, and she couldn't walk. But Sarasha is very determined, so we took her to see a Western doctor, then we took her to see a Chinese doctor, and then other alternative doctors came out and saw her, and she wouldn't say no. I mean, she couldn't hardly walk. It was impossible. But she was so determined, and now she's going to finish the race, which I think is an absolute miracle. Absolute miracle. Yeah, it's kind of like shows what the race is about. Like Bruce said, never say no. Sarasha absolutely never said no, and now she's fine. So we do believe in miracles, I think, and I think we saw one. But it's very nice. We had a very good race. Pradeep finishes today, and then Sarasha finishes this evening, and the race ends when Sarasha finishes.